Another Green Goblin Gang Subway Thief Freed Without Bail. By Paul Bois on October 14, 2022. Another member of the Green Goblin Gang that allegedly robbed and battered two 19-year-olds on a New York City subway has been released without bail. Caught on video, the bizarre crime happened last week on a Times Square subway train and showed six women clad in green jumpsuits beating two 19-year-old women before running off with a purse. One woman appeared to be punching a victim in the face as another woman wrapped her leg around a second victim. "I'm getting off. I'm getting off," one green-clad woman says while walking away. According to the victims, the robbery occurred following a verbal dispute. According to the New York Post, one of the gang members, 34-year-old Emily Soto, went free without bail following her arraignment on second-degree robbery charges at the Manhattan Criminal Court. Her attorney said that Soto, dressed in black Nike sweatpants and white sneakers, had no previous criminal record before turning herself in Wednesday, telling the court, "She brought herself to a precinct when she heard of these allegations," noted the outlet. Prosecutors argued the attack, allegedly committed by a green leotard-wearing gang, was a serious matter because Soto allegedly was part of a group of violent subway thieves, it continued. Soto's release without bail comes after alleged fellow gang member Mariam Issouf was released without bail while a third gang member, 26-year-old Chint Alston, was granted a supervised release at the request of prosecutors, as Breitbart News reported. The suspects also took a cell phone, credit cards, a wallet and other personal items from the victims, police said. The victims refused medical attention, reported PIX TV at the time of the robbery. Speaking to the New York Post, the mother of one of the victims called the incident absolutely disgusting and called for the attackers' arrests. "Animals belong behind bars," said the mother. "Make an example of them. What happened to the New York City we all loved? Start fixing it now." Crime has been steadily rising in New York City despite Mayor Eric Adams' proposed tough-on-crime platform. This past April, the city saw a 36.5% rise in crime while the state's bail reform laws have come under scrutiny.